I don't know why I asked that person up to the studio then. I can't think what to do with
that. No. If he brings a Christmas tree, that'll be fair.
I'll give him some more money, I think, when he turns
he's
up.
He's everything. He's called Joe Packer.
Joe Packer. I know I was all of that, but I couldn't hear what he was saying. And he's I bet he's a scruffy nitwit when he turns up. And, you know, it takes one to know one, but I think when he turns up, everything I say to him is going to be the opposite of what I mean, all right? He's on his way here now. When he gets here, if I say, "My, you're handsome," everything I say to him...
"My, you're wiki, sir."
I'll give him this £20 note, but just between you, me and the listeners, everything I say to this fellow coming up, I'm going to mean the opposite, all right? So, bung someone through, by the way, Will, and then we'll play the John Hyatt record. So, who's this? Josie, where are you, Josie?
I'm somewhere, just heading into Keighley in West Yorkshire. I'm just going up home to see my mum.
You'd have been on earlier, but John Peel came in and kind of muscled everyone aside.
There's
kind of an express lane here for actual people who work here. So, what do you want to tell us, Jose?
Well, I want to tell you that, Tom O'Connor, did he count as a comedian? Well,
certainly the O'Connor, of course, a comedian, yes.
They were against him,
school garden fete when I was about six.
Yeah.
I think he was on his way up then.
He was on his way up, and how many people were there?
Oh, I don't know, maybe about 100, 200 people.
You see, opening your school fates for people in this line of work, and I'm sure John Peel will burst in again now with an excellent school fate story. When you first get going, you're back. Oh, the people have come back up Oxford Street. Wow, this fella, doesn't he look like a pop star? This fella looks like a pop star.
Very, very good looking man.
He looks like a thin Van Morrison. Oh, wow. And what were you doing on Oxford Street, sir?
Delivering Christmas trees.
Now, your hair, if you don't mind me saying it, maybe just the wind or whatever, it looks amazing.
Thanks.
It's a little coconut style, isn't it?
Kind of, yeah.
Is this in honour of kind of a... Who's that group who wear their sideballs long then? What's their name?
Supergrass.
They're not bad, yeah.
Supergrass, yeah. So you picked up a free record from the street, did you?
Uh-huh.
You just had your teeth done. They're very straight.
Are they? Yeah. They've always been like that.
Something like that. Okay, so, by the way, welcome to Radio 1. We're being broadcast live
right,
now.
Thanks.
We're going to get you to do something, but in the meantime, take this £20 note. There's a £20 note from my own pocket, you see.
That's gone up.
You must scrub for hours to get those fingers like that. I hope you've been doing an oil change or something. Is that what your hands usually look
Christmas
like?
Christmas trees are very dirty.
Oh, of course. Where's the tree?
They're all over the place in London. No,
I don't mean that. No. What do you think of this fellow, Adam?
He's a very, very nice guy, yeah. I haven't come back empty.
Would you go out on a date with him? Are you married?
Single.
You're single? Did you go out with anyone?
No.
Alice wants to go out with him. No, seriously, Alice. You said, use the show to help me get a chef. That's what you told me last week. And I'm saying, this guy here is all right, he's okay, isn't he?
It's funny, I don't remember saying that.
He's a good-looking fellow.
You thought you were joking, and you burst into tears.
Exactly. And then we've got a fellow who's good-looking, he's bright, and he's playing
a job,
and he's going to come for a few light hours with us afterwards. What happened to the Robson and Jerome record, by the way?
We had to bring it back. We had no takers for it at all.
We'll go back out on the street and leave it there. Back, and we need 10 more minutes for the Robson and... Do you want the Robson and Jerome?
No, thank you, mate.
We don't want the Robson and Jerome. Thank you very much for your time. The £20 and a gem. By the way, the BBC Library's second door on the left as you're on your way out. By all means, help yourself. Everybody else does. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.